Yeah, we're deep in injury time here, Marty. So almost up here, and it's Finn Harps nil, Cork City 3. Two goals in the space of 2 minutes towards the end. First from Rory Keating, the second from Killian Murphy. Cork City were 1-0 up, and you were kind of hoping that Harps might maybe be able to mount some bit of pressure in the closing stages and maybe sneak an equaliser. But Cork ruled that out with Rory Keating's goal on 88. That made it 2-0. And then Killian Murphy finishing well right on the 90th minute to make it 3-0 and round off what in the end was a comfortable victory for Cork City. But they had to work hard because that opening goal didn't come until the midway point of the second half, when Joel Bradley Walsh was unfortunate to see the ball ricochet on in off him into the net. Darragh Crawley was the man that drilled the ball across goal. Hansen Pongo, the former Harps player, had a couple of efforts on goal. One chance drawing a brilliant save from Lorenzo Barbosa in the Finn Harps goal. He had a good game. There were some good individual performances from that Harps team tonight. Kieran Harkin making his debut tonight in the middle of the park, having joined from Sligo Rovers at the beginning of the week. He was really impressive, as was another former Sligo man that's on loan at Harps, Guillermo Priesta. He was really good as well. And you've got to give Harps credit because they were well organised, they defended well, they frustrated their opponents up until they were breached on 66 with that goal that put Cork City 1-0 up, and Cork were able to kick on after that and get the goals in the end to complete the win. So that means Cork City will stretch their lead at the top of the First Division, because Bray Wanderers have been humbled tonight at the Carlisle Grounds. They went down to 10 men in the early stages of that game and lost in the end by 4-0 against Kerry. Treaty, who are just above Harps in the First Division, they are losing tonight against Longford Town. It's almost over there. Longford still leading by 1-0, and Cove have beaten Wexford, Athlone and UCD 0-0. Sligo Rovers have equalised at Oriel Park. They're still playing in that one. Dundalk 1, Sligo Rovers 1, and it remains scoreless between Drogheda United and Shamrock Rovers. Derry City return to action, having played last night in Europe. They're away to St. Pat's on Sunday. And the Finn Harps new manager, Patrick McAleenie, will be back in action on the bench for Finn Harps on Monday, because Harps are in action down in Longford. And then next Friday night, it's away to Bray Wanderers. So it's a busy run of fixtures for the new manager, Patrick McAleenie, who will have been happy with his team showing tonight. He'll have been really impressed. He'll have learned a lot too alongside his brother Shane, who is part of the management set up here at Finn Park. So we'll get a wee word hopefully now with the new manager to see what his thoughts are after that tonight. His first game here at Finn Park, and it's ended in defeat in the end. It's finished here, Marty. Finn Harps 0, Cork City 3. Thank